This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, here's the difference between a bonus versus a raise. A raise lives on. A bonus can be a one-off. A new survey suggests employers are using bonuses rather than traditional raises to compensate workers. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein asks whether this is an artifact of the post-recession period or a trend that will persist.
In its annual U.S. salary increase survey, human resources consulting firm Aon Hewitt found performance-based bonuses were nearly 13% of payroll this year. That's the highest percentage in 35 years. University of Wisconsin business professor Barry Gerhard says there's an easy explanation why.
If you put the money into salary, it's there forever. If you give out money in terms of a bonus, people get it that year, and they have to re-earn it the following year.
Bosses' love affair with bonuses began pre-recession. Even if the economy heats up, Gerhard doubts firms will move back to annual across-the-board raises because carrying fewer fixed costs gives companies flexibility. Wharton Business School economist Ivan Baranke says if businesses rely on bonuses, they must be careful.
If they are not designed well, it leads just to an environment where people are gaming the scheme just to maximize their bonus, but not really creating more value to the company.
Baranke says incentives are like a meal. What you put in determines whether you get what you want. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.